Happy Monday, everyone.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Happy Monday, everyone, and thank you for joining us here today. You're listening to Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz here on the Life Coach Radio Network. Monica Ortiz is a successful life coach, published author, and for over 20 years, she has helped people from all walks of life to overcome adversity, achieve goals, and find success. And here's Monica.
Today is Monday, September 22nd. I'm Monica Ortiz, broadcasting live from Los Angeles, California. Here on the show, we'll be discussing all aspects of life and the universal principles to give you the tools to develop and keep success, good health, and fulfillment in all aspects of your life. Before we start, I would like to wish Jamie Morrow a very happy birthday. Jamie, I hope it was wonderful and filled with all of the beautiful things in life that you so deserve. Okay, all of you beautiful listeners, remember, expand your mind, ask questions. If you don't understand something I'm saying, or even if you do, but you would like to delve deeper, call in at 646-716-9397 and let's talk. You might get an answer that you need. Also, if you don't want to call in but still have a question, you can email me at radio@universeseries.com. Now that's radio, R-A-D as in David, I-O, at theuniverseseries.com. And we'll read your and answer your questions on the next show or on a show with the topic that it pertains to. We would love to hear from you. Today's Monday, and I hope you're all enjoying it. Mondays are really big for me. For a lot of years, I really believed that my weeks were going to go well if my Monday went well. So I really, really worked hard to make my Monday as smooth as possible. On today's episode, we will be discussing the universal keys to a happy and balanced life. Now, happy means a lot of different things to a lot of different people, and so does balance. Having balance in your life is really, really important, and I'm going to tell you why as we continue on the show. We all know keys unlock doors. Right now, you have a key on your key ring that unlocks a specific door and allows you to enter a room. But what about your life? Are you aware that there are certain keys that you can obtain to unlock the doors to your best life? We're going to talk about those keys today, and those keys are the universal principles. The first key we'll discuss is the universal principle of complete honesty. You know, a few months ago, I did a lecture to a group of college students, and when I spoke about the universal principle of complete honesty, one of the students chimed in and said that I sounded like his parents, who were always telling him not to lie and to be honest, and he said that he didn't want to be told that. He felt that the lecture I was doing, while other parts of the lecture were very beneficial, but again, he felt as though I sounded much like his parents. So I wanted to talk to him after that lecture because I wanted to kind of delve into the issue of why honesty, was kind of making him reject that portion of the lecture. What I'm going to say is that maybe his parents didn't explain to him the importance of being honest and what it actually means for your life. So I'm going to explain. It isn't that we should be honest for the sake of being honest or for fear of reprimand. The universal principle of complete honesty, when you understand it and practice it within your life, will allow you to live a life of freedom. Freedom of reprisal, reprimand, or punishment. Freedom of regret, anger, and bitterness, of mistakes with ourselves and other people. Living in complete honesty will allow you to stay out of mental pitfalls of paranoia, resentment, and bitterness, which is really not a place that you want to be. A life filled with looking behind your back all the time, wondering if someone is going to discover the truth to one of your lies, worried that someone won't like you because they've discovered you're not the person you said you were, or being worried about knowing how to do a job, or being worried about being fired from a job because you lied on your resume to get the job. So I'm going to tell you a story. I have a friend, we're going to call him Carl for today, who was working at a job that he didn't particularly enjoy. Carl had been at his company probably for about a year and wanted a better position with better pay, but his company wouldn't move him up. So what he did was he decided to rework his resume to also include his current position and go and begin a job search, which is exactly what he did. He continued his searching for about 3 months with no luck at all. Then he went back to his resume and reworked it once more, but embellished it quite a bit. I warned him that he wasn't doing himself any favors because he didn't have the actual skills he was putting on his resume. He told me that he knew other people who had done that job, the actual job that he was putting, the skills he was saying he had, and that he had watched them, and he believed that their job wasn't actually that hard. So he felt that he could do it. Well, Carl sent that resume out, and he was offered a job in management position with a substantial increase in salary. And he was so happy and excited for himself. And he started his job. Within 2 weeks of starting that job, he realized the position was over his head, and he really began to worry. In an attempt to learn the new position, he began reading management books to gain some knowledge of how to perform his new job successfully. He continued to work, and he would make tiny bits of headway here and there, which he felt was just enough to continue to fool his bosses. Every time he and I talked, I would feel so bad for him, and I would continue to try to tell him, listen, this is not a good way to go. But, you know, he learned for himself. He quickly discovered that he didn't like his job. While he was making these tiny bits of headway, he discovered that he was skipping lunches, you know. He was spending longer hours at the job to try to make sense of his workload, something that, again, he didn't understand. He was always stressed out because he knew he was in way over his head. When any of his team members would come and ask him a question pertaining to the assignments they were given, he didn't really have the right answers for them. Carl wasn't leading his team, and they were slowly figuring it out. 3 months into the job, one of his bosses pulled him to the side and questioned him about a few missed deadlines. Instead of choosing the route of honesty, he continued to deepen the lie, which raised a red flag for his boss. So Carl knew his job performance wasn't up to par, but every paycheck he received, which was a substantial from his last job, he continued telling the lies within his job. And he continued being afraid, more and more afraid of what was going to happen. So while he was enjoying that lump sum of money he was getting, he was now living in fear and telling a lot of lies. The boss that questioned him had kept an eye on him. And within about four months of his start date, Carl was called out on his lies and he was fired. And he called me and he was absolutely crushed and he was confused about what he was going to do. He was really afraid his chances of finding another job, a good job, were slim. He and I had a long talk and I explained to him that he needed to start down a new road and he needed to go back to his resume and rewrite it with complete honesty. I suggested that before he spent the time to rewrite his resume, that it might be a good idea to be honest with himself about who he is and what he really wanted. Okay? That's super important. Ask yourself some questions. You see, Carl learned a few lessons with this. While he thought he had a better position and a large salary, he learned that a management position wasn't fun for him. He wasn't good at it. He was a hard worker. That wasn't his problem. But he wasn't, the level of responsibility of having people looking to him and meeting strict deadlines and being responsible for the team's work stressed him out really badly. So Carl learned that he wasn't management material. That's not a bad thing to learn, okay? Not everyone is, and that's totally okay. Carl also learned that he enjoys his free time and doesn't like to work 14 hours a day and give up his weekends with work. Carl learned that he missed his time with his friends and his family, and he discovered what was important to him. And he had taken that time, the time that he had spent with his time with friends and family, he had taken that for granted. He learned that lying not only get him fired, but it made him feel bad about himself. He had lied before, but he had never given it deep thought because he considered them white lies, which he only told, he always told me that he told them to keep from hurting somebody's feelings. So after a big, long discussion between the two of us, Carl went back to the drawing board. He was honest with himself about who he was and what he wanted, and then he rewrote his resume, being completely honest with it, talking about what he did know. He didn't put down anything that he didn't know. He didn't kid himself and say, if I get this job, I'm going to go learn that, because sometimes you're able to, but sometimes you're not. Sometimes a job, when you start a job, it gets really, really busy, and you get kind of, you know, you're settling in, and so you don't have time to go and try to figure something out. And I'm happy to say that within a couple of months, he found a job, and he found also with this new honesty that he was having with himself and with everybody around him, he actually found a wonderful girlfriend who he practices honesty with, encourages her to be honest with him, and they actually have a pretty good relationship, so that's really nice. You see, complete honesty allows you to stay in the place of knowing who you are at all times. The people you are in a relationship with, where you are at in those relationships, and where you're going. It keeps you from looking over your shoulder or worrying about who is going to catch you in your dishonesty. So practicing complete honesty isn't just for when you're talking to other people, it's also for yourself. Remember, it starts with honesty with yourself, and it radiates outward from there. Complete honesty keeps you from having and building, or sorry, it doesn't keep you from, it keeps you having and building solid relationships with the people who are in your life. And that's all the people, because remember we talked a few episodes ago about relationships. And you are in a relationship with everybody who's in your life. It's not just your relationship with your parents or your relationship with your spouse or your partner. You're in a relationship with your coworkers and your boss. You're in a relationship with your friends. You're in a relationship with, I have people that I'm in a relationship with, but they're just people that I know. You know, we all have people that we know. Complete honesty keeps you from regretting mistakes that are made because you weren't honest with yourself or others. You see, we all have regrets, but once we begin practicing these simple, very simple universal principles, regrets lessen, anger subsides, bitter dissipates, and we're able to be truly happy. And remember, there's no such thing as a white lie. Recently, I had a client ask me, she called me up, and she asked me about white lies. And she said, Monica, what happens when a friend asks me a question, and I know if I tell her the truth, it's going to hurt her feelings? She had kept going back and forth over this principle of complete honesty. And the reason she kept going back and forth on it was because of this exact question that she was asking. You know, when her friends come to her if she knows something's going to hurt somebody, then how does she actually, she's so loving and she's so caring, she doesn't want to hurt anybody, but then she gets involved in telling these white lies. And so what I told her is, still better to tell the truth, but not to tell the truth with harshness. If you know the truth is going to hurt someone, then tell it with love and tenderness. Be delicate and try to give them understanding of the truth. Show them a way the situation can be better. Help them cope with it. You don't have to give the truth in a hard way, but it will serve you best to tell the truth and keep everything out in the open. Your friend will respect you for it, and you'll respect yourself for it. Keep the respect for yourself and your actions flowing freely. So I have Vanessa here with me today. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, everybody.
Vanessa's been so kind to actually do the intros for the show, which I really appreciate because sometimes I, it's funny me talking about myself. So Vanessa's been absolutely awesome to do that. So I'm going to ask you, Vanessa, you've been working within the Universal Principles. I think you started last November. Vanessa actually went on one of our Sedona adventures. The university puts on these adventures in Sedona where we actually go to the energy vortexes. And Vanessa came with her husband, Christopher, and then she and Chris had such a profound experience that she actually decided to join Team Universe. We're super excited about it. And so in joining Team Universe, everybody who joins, really, I put them through the program, and because it's about getting their life better, and Vanessa was in a place where she knew she wanted something more for her life. She just wasn't sure what it was, and she knew there was something better out there. She just wasn't sure what it was. So Vanessa's on the program. So Vanessa, my question to you is, when did you come to the understanding of complete honesty, and how did you start practicing it?
Well, like you said, I try not to say white lies towards my friends or family and just be honest with them. And if it's something that I don't want to approach them with, that I think that will hurt their feelings, I either will just not say it or try to frame it in a way that's kind and loving towards them. So I've just been working on that and for a while now, and I feel like it's really helped me in all aspects of my life, for sure.
That's good. And so now how are your – because your life has changed. Your life has changed quite a bit since you joined the Universe Series. And so now how are people responding to you differently than they did before?
Well, I think that – people are, they typically listen to me more so. I feel like maybe before I wasn't as confident in myself. And I think people react to confidence in someone and respect that. If they love themselves, then they're going to respect that in another person and take their advice and opinions to heart. And part of that itself is complete honesty with yourself and everyone around you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Actually, I have another little story to tell. So I do a guided meditation, and we were in a guided meditation on Saturday afternoon, and Vanessa was there, and so were four other people. And so during the guided meditation, the guided meditations are to teach people how to center themselves and how to breathe again and how to find calmness within themselves. And what I teach is when you have that calmness, you can make better choices for your life. You know, when we're in a state of panic or distress, we tend to make decisions based on emotion more than logic. And so we were in this guided meditation, and I wanted to say something. There was something I knew about one of the people that were attending, but I actually said it in a very gentle way. And again, it was the truth. It was the absolute truth, but I framed it very gently. And so Vanessa spoke to me. It was actually her friend that was in the guided meditation. And so she spoke to her friend afterwards, and her friend was like, oh, well, you know, I'm really happy that I spoke to Monica, because I spoke to this girl. I'm really happy that I spoke to Monica. And Vanessa came up to me and said, you know, she was really happy to speak to you, and you were so nice and sweet about what you said, because it was honest, but you said it in a way where you didn't hurt her feelings or make her feel uncomfortable in front of everybody else. And what I explained was, in my very long life, and in a lot of the lessons that I learned, when I first started doing this, I thought that everybody was like me. I thought that everybody who, when they were approached with something about themselves, even if it was something negative, were more like me, and they'd say, oh, okay, this is wrong. Okay, let me go, I'm going to dive into it. I'm just going to take care of it, and I'm going to, you know, go make sure that it's, you know, I fix it, and so on and so forth. But I realized that not everybody is like me, and sometimes people don't like to be called on their stuff. And a lot of times when I would say to somebody, hey, this is it. This is the truth. This is what's happening. Now how are you going to fix it? And they would respond with, well, I don't even know. A lot of times they would respond with, I don't even know what you're talking about. They'd go into denial, or they'd go into rationalization. And I realized that what I was doing was I was actually putting people on the defense. And when you're on the defensive, when you're being defensive, you are just protecting yourself. And so you're not going to head straight into that fix, or into understanding, or into honesty. And it's not really a good thing. So what I learned was, you can still tell the truth. And that's why I'm telling all of you wonderful listeners out there, you can still tell the truth. The truth is still healthy. But how you tell it is what's going to make the difference. Okay, how you actually tell the truth is going to help somebody to fix the situation, to embrace what's going on, to learn, to do their learn, grow, evolve, or it's going to put them on the defensive and hurt their feelings, and then make them deny it or make them not like you, and kind of go down a bad path. So we want to approach everything in practicing honesty, even being honest with ourselves. We want to approach everything with understanding, but also with a lot of gentleness. So, Vanessa, do you want to talk about, do you have something to say really quickly about Saturday? Anything to add?
Sure. Yeah, I just think that you put it in a really nice way. You didn't lie about the information that you were giving to her. You just said it in a different way that was gentler, so that she could understand what you were referring to without everyone else understand what you were talking about. So you let her know what it was in front of other people without embarrassing her. So I think that was really good, and it was a good day. Everybody had a really good experience in that meditation and talking with you afterwards, privately, one-on-one as well.
How did your friend respond to the news that I had given her?
She took it well. And I think that she appreciated how you handled it in front of everyone else, because, you know, I don't think she wanted to necessarily share all of that with everyone. So it was a nice and gentle way that you approached it. And then, of course, she greatly appreciated the talk that she had with you afterwards, and so did everyone else. So you gave them a lot of information that they needed to know and helped them move forward a little bit, I think, on their journey. So
good. That's a good thing. I'm glad that I was there to help. And the other thing, one of the keys that Vanessa just talked about was, you know, doing it with tenderness and being able to, those people, all of them, not just the girl I was referring to, but they were able to accept the information I was giving them because I did give it gently. So again, I told the truth. The truth is easy, you guys. The truth is so easy and so simple if you put it in the right way, if you frame it in the right way. And then people will enjoy talking to you even when you're telling the truth, even when the truth is very difficult. Because, yes, it is very difficult sometimes to understand that we make mistakes, you know, that we're not perfect because we're not perfect. You know, a lot of people come to me and talk to me, and I get the comment quite a bit, "Oh, Monica, you're so perfect." I'm not at all. I work really hard at doing what I do, and I work every single day. I have this, I think I mentioned it before, there's a saying that I have over my desk that I've had for 8 years, that I just practice every single day and make sure that I am doing the best job that I can. And it's not an affirmation, so to speak. It's just a reminder. Because I believe that affirmations can be good if you believe in them. If you're just saying them to say them, don't say them to say them. You have to have understanding of it, and you have to believe in it. And now I'm going to segue. The understanding, the word understanding has come up several times in this conversation. So I'm going to let Vanessa. Vanessa's going to, it's the middle of our show, so Vanessa's going to read or talk about our sponsor, audible.com, and then I'm going to come back to you with the principle of understanding, which, again, very important principle. It's going to simplify your life so much. So on to you, Vanessa.
Thank you, Monica. Universe Talks with Life Coach Monica Ortiz is happy to be sponsored by audible.com. a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you get one free audiobook and 1 month trial of service. Back to you.
Thank you, Vanessa. Yes, Audible. Woohoo! We're actually probably pretty soon, I think in the next 2 months, going to have Universe 101, Learn, Grow, Evolve, on audible.com. So that's another way that you can listen to it as opposed to read it. My husband Ian always calls Universe 101 bloke-friendly, meaning guy-friendly, because it's less than 100 pages. It's a really, really easy read. But it's deep, you guys. It's a very deep book with a lot of principles that are going to make sense for your life. We have a Pay It Forward program with Universe 101. The Universe series gives a lot to our community, and not just to our community. We practice universal responsibility. So we give a lot to the world. We have a Pay It Forward program where we're giving away 100,000 free e-copies of Universe 101. So you don't have to purchase it. You can go to the Universe Series site, and it's actually there. The URL is www.theuniverseseries.com/secret site, site S-I-T-E, and go get your free copy, okay? Read the book, learn the principles, and send me an email if you need to. You can send an email to radio@theuniverseseries.com if you have any questions. My team and I are happy to answer questions and get you on your road of understanding. So once again, there goes that word, understanding. And next is the universal principle of understanding. This is usually the second principle that I teach people, and it's just as powerful as the principle of complete honesty. And the reason I use the word powerful, there is a reason. These principles, when you apply them to your life really starts changing. Oh, my gosh. And I've seen it over and over again. The program that we have, that the Universe Series has, it's a developed program. It's highly successful. We've seen miraculous things happen within people's lives, which is a beautiful thing. So that's why I use the word powerful, because it had these principles have the ability, once you learn them and practice them, to change your life, okay? So understanding that you comprehend something in a very deep way, it allows you to be compassionate, forgiving, and sensitive to what someone is going through or where someone's at in their mental state or their life. Now, in order to come to understanding your life or in your relationship that you're having, you need to ask questions. Ask what the other person's thinking. Ask why they're thinking it, meaning what's prompted the thought or the action. This is going to help you in your life a lot, because it's going to allow you to know, okay, understanding will allow you to know where somebody's at in their life. Okay, if you, I've seen this over and over and over again where people come to me, a lot of my clients start out with doing this and or having practiced this in their life, where they'll have a problem and they'll come to me and say, Monica, you know, I wanted to talk to, let's say, my girlfriend, but I know she's thinking this, or I wanna raise for my boss, but I know he's thinking this. We have the tendency to put our thoughts, and this is what I say, don't put your thoughts in somebody else's head. We have a tendency to put our thoughts into somebody else's head. We do the thinking for other people instead of going to them and asking them what they're thinking. I see it over and over again. Well, he did this because of this. Well, do you know that for sure? Well, that's the way it has to be. But do you know that for sure? Did you ask them? Well, no, but this is what I know. I know what they're thinking. But did you ask them? And I always get no. They don't ask. They don't communicate. There's no communication there. So if you stop and if you go and ask somebody what they're thinking, ask somebody how they're feeling, ask somebody why they did what they did, that will give you understanding. And then, again, practice effective communication on all sides. Remember, effective communication is on all sides. It's what you're thinking, what you're saying, what you're hearing, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and it's what the other person's saying, thinking, feeling, understanding. Remember, and effective communication goes around in a circle, okay? And half of the circle is you, and half of the circle is the other person. So that understanding, that universal principle of understanding, it's stopping, okay? Stop, take a breath. Be in that moment. Ask questions, okay? Ask questions and listen to the answers. Then understand the answers. When I was growing up, my mom and I, boy, we used to tussle. I can't just say I had it rough. I did have it rough, but I think that she had it. In order for me to understand my past, okay, and not be bitter about my childhood, I had to come to an understanding of my parental unit. I had to understand why they were treating me, why they treated me the way that they did. And I had to understand why they said the things to me that they said. Or I could have just hung on to all of that anger that I had for quite a few years. And once I came to that understanding, once I knew what place my stepfather was in, and once I knew what place my mother was in, and didn't rationalize for them. Now, I didn't justify or rationalize anything. I didn't say, oh, okay, well, you guys did this and I understand it, therefore I deserve to be treated like that. There was none of that. It was, I understand the place that you were in, therefore I understand the actions that you committed. I understand the actions that you took toward me. And now we can move forward, because now I can say to you, I don't accept that anymore. Not you, but them. I can say to them, I don't accept that anymore. You know, but having that deep understanding also has given us the ability to move forward in our relationship and actually put everything to the past and have a good relationship now. My mom's a funny woman. She's super smart. My mom was in neurology for many, many, many years. She's really, really brilliant. She's a brilliant woman. If you ever have the chance to talk to her and meet her and talk to her, you'd see she's really brilliant. She's super harsh. That's just her personality. And it's her personality because that's the way she was raised. She was raised herself in a tough environment. You know, where my grandfather was super wonderful, but my grandma was really harsh. And I learned that that was a cycle. See, that's what I learned. I learned that that was a cycle because my grandmother's mother, which would be my great-grandmother, was super harsh. And so what I learned was my mother was in a cycle. And I could have continued that cycle with my daughter, but I chose not to. I chose to practice the universal principle of understanding, okay, which was asking a lot of questions of my mom and my my stepfather, asking them a lot of questions about their past and how they were raised and what happened and whatnot. And again, very gently, you guys, very gently, because we're not going accusing people, because understanding is not being accusatory. Understanding is really just that. It's going and asking questions, making the questions gentle, making the questions nice. We don't want to put anybody on the defensive because we don't want them to shut down. We need that openness, and we need the openness to get answers, and we need the answers to give us understanding. Okay? So within the universal principle of understanding, you're going to practice the universal principle of complete honesty. And you're going to do that with love and tenderness and kindness and caring. And that's going to get you to your answers. Okay? So, practice. Learn it first, universal principle of understanding. And again, the story I just told you about my parental units, that has given me, coming to that, learning that, asking all those questions and learning that, has given me the understanding of them, which has allowed me to get rid of all that anger, all that bitterness, all that resentment of what happened in my childhood, and to move forward. And to move forward in a really positive way. And to be able to have a really good, decent relationship with my mom, who I know to be a wonderful woman. You know, again, she's very harsh, so we work on that. She works on that with me because that's something that she and I have to talk about. But I'm not a harsh human being. And so dealing with that type of harshness, it doesn't work for me. And so she meets me in the middle, which is a really good, healthy thing. You know? So Vanessa, you're still there, yes?
Yes.
I have a tendency to go on. As you guys know, I have a tendency to go on, so I have to make sure other people are still around. They just haven't left the room yet. So Vanessa learned something more about the principle. Again, she's been on her road for a while, and she's been working on all of these principles herself and applying them to her life. So the universal principle of understanding, what's the biggest obstacle that you've had to overcome with that?
That's a good question.
I have all the good questions.
You do. Well, it just made me think of when we were talking the other day about my brother. You know, I think the main thing is asking questions is the big thing, because I think a lot of us just assume that we know what the other person is feeling or thinking about a situation. And you don't even necessarily know that you're just assuming it. You just think that that's who they are, and without even having asked a question regarding it. I think we all assume things about other people without necessarily sometimes asking a specific question. So I think that's the biggest thing I've learned is don't assume, ask them, and get the response from them so you understand what their point of view is.
Okay, so in you practicing, again, your life has changed. Your life has become very different from what it was before. And so you, in practicing the universal principle of understanding, again, how are people, what are the differences that people are noticing in you, and then how are they reacting to it?
I would say, you know, I think that they can sense that I am trying to make more of an effort to understand them. And so a lot of people are now coming to me for advice is what's happening. But in general, I think that they just tend to, you know, respect my opinion because I try to understand both sides of every situation and ask questions in order to make sure I understand both sides of every situation. So when I form an opinion, it's usually a one that I've researched or asked questions about in order to have a good opinion about it.
That's good, and it's super, super exciting that people are actually coming to you for advice. That's so, it's a really, I'm giggling, not in a, like, I'm making fun of you way, I'm giggling actually in a, that's awesome. I think that's really awesome, because that's what happens. People see you, start seeing you in a different light. I have a friend who ended up, after 12 years of us being friends, he decided to make me his life coach. He decided he wanted to change his life in a great big way, and so he asked me if I would help him. And people used to call him this nickname, you know, and his parents used to call him one nickname, and then his friends would call him a different nickname. And let's just, you know, let's say his name is Mark. So Mark, his parents would call Marky, and his friends called Smooth. They used to call him Smooth. Hey, Smooth, because he was good with the ladies, I guess. I guess you can say that. So after he got on the program and his life started changing, he started he started working the program, and he was so diligent about it in the beginning. You know, he wanted to have sessions twice a week, which is amazing. Usually, even for people who want to go full speed ahead, do it once a week. But he wanted to do it twice a week. And he was making these big changes in his life, and he was just getting happier and happier all the time. And it naturally happened where his parents stopped calling him Marky and started calling him Mark. He didn't even have to say anything. And his friends stopped calling him Smooth and started calling him Mark. I mean, he became his name. I mean, not became his name, but people just started calling him by his name instead of these nicknames that they had called him by forever and ever and ever. And he came to me and he said, Monica, you know what? He says, I've noticed that it's really weird. He says, because people are treating me different. And I said, well, why is that weird? It's something that you wanted. He said, yeah, but I didn't think it would just happen. He said, I thought I was going to have to talk to people about it and explain to them that my life was changing and explain to them that I was on this different road and whatnot. And he said, I've not had to do any of it. He says, I've just been practicing, you know, working through my homework and whatnot and practicing what we talk about in a really, you know, healthy, good way. And it's just naturally happening. And that's a really, really good thing. So Vanessa, for you, now people are seeing you becoming this different Vanessa, you know, who's got her stuff together and who's moving forward in her life, and they're just naturally gravitating toward you for advice and for probably comfort and for understanding, because you're practicing more understanding in your life, and so people are seeing that and they're able to give you more understanding in your life, which is awesome.
Thank you.
Yes. So talking about understanding, I mentioned we wanted to talk about balance in this show, okay? Balance is super important, and a lot of times for people, and again, because I've done this over and over and over again, people will talk about, oh, I have this balance in my life because I'm juggling, you know, 10 things at once, and I have all these things up in the air, and I'm making sure none of them fall down. So they think that they have balance, and that's not what balance is, guys. and girls, people, beautiful people. Balance is not juggling. Juggling is juggling. Balance is making sure that everything within your life is healthy. Okay? So in order to have balance in your life, because somebody asked me that question as well, and I'm telling you, I'm trying to prompt you because I keep telling you about all these questions that people are asking me. So I'm trying to prompt you to call in and ask questions or to write in and ask questions. But somebody asked me before, well, Monica, if I have balance, you know, if I set boundaries in my life, isn't that balance? And I said to them, no, that's not. Setting healthy boundaries sets the tone for balance, for a balanced life. Okay. Healthy boundaries, you guys, not just setting boundaries. Okay, we all want to set boundaries because we don't want to be run over. We don't want to be taken advantage of. We don't want to be hurt in our life. We don't want people to come in and use us. We don't want that. We do want to have good relationships. We do want to display respect for people and thus receive respect back. Absolutely. I think sometimes people say, well, this person should respect me or this person should respect me. And so I ask them, well, are you respecting them? Well, what do I need to respect them for? Well, that's balance. Balance has a lot to do with ebb and flow, okay? But healthy boundaries sets the tone for a balanced life. And you have to reinforce healthy boundaries, okay? You always have to keep reinforcing them because people don't know what your boundaries are. But if you just set up a boundary, sometimes what you do is you set up a wall. And we don't want to set up walls between us and other people. A lot of times we feel like it's important to protect ourselves. I understand that completely. But we don't want to keep people out because human beings, we need people and we need closeness. I mean, we need that. So how do you set up a healthy boundary? It takes communication. First, it's complete honesty. Again, all these principles work together. Complete honesty. Ask yourself what the healthy boundary is. What healthy boundary do you need in your life to make something work? Okay, and something working means making you feel good, but also making the other person feel good too, so that you, the two of you, can interact with each other comfortably and happily and safely. That's what a healthy boundary is. Healthy boundaries ebb and flow as well. You give and take. So how do you set up a healthy boundary? You have to ask questions. Again, healthy boundary comes from understanding. So first, be honest with yourself. What is it that you need? What is it that you need to feel safe and comfortable and happy within a relationship with somebody else? That's the complete honesty. Then the understanding comes in. Understand that that's what you need. And then when you go to them, you ask them questions. What do they need? What do they need to set up a healthy boundary? What works for them? What's going to make them happy, comfortable, and safe? And then again, practice that universal principle of understanding. Understand what they're saying to you. Listen. Listen and ask questions so that you can understand what they're saying to you. And then, always with effective communication, you guys, at the end of effective communication, you should come to the same agreement. You should come to the same resolution. And you should both understand it and be able to repeat it with no bitterness or anger, no upset. You guys have to, it has to be mutual. The healthy boundary has to be mutual because you can't say, well, I don't want you to do this, but I'm free to do it to you. You can't, it doesn't work because, again, then that's unfair. Healthy boundary is healthy all around. Healthy boundary is effective communication. Communicating it effectively, what you need, what's going to keep you happy, comfortable, and safe. And understanding what's going to keep them happy, comfortable, and safe in their relationship with you. That's what a healthy boundary is. And if you do that and you practice it in every relationship, and remember, every relationship is going to be different because we're all different people. what makes me happy isn't necessarily, I'm super simple. So what makes me happy isn't necessarily what's going to make the other person, another person happy. What makes you happy isn't going to necessarily be what makes somebody else happy. So, you know, listen. Listen to what's making, again, happy, comfortable, safe. And then come to a mutual agreement. And then practice that agreement. Don't break it. Be careful. You know, sometimes in our, you know, vigor for life, I want to say, we forget about the other person. We forget about what makes them happy or what's going to make them happy, and we just think about ourselves. You know, so again, practice it. Learn it. Learn it and practice it. Put it into effect. It's going to make your relationships so much simpler, and that's a key. The universal principle of honesty is a key. It's a key to your life. The universal principle of understanding is a key to your life. Setting healthy boundaries is a key to your life. Not just boundaries. Remember what I said, not just boundaries, healthy boundaries. And healthy boundaries are achieved through an honesty and understanding and effective communication. Get to that place. It's a good place to be. We all want happiness in life. And it's absolutely a place that we should all have. And it's absolutely a place that's 100% achievable. It is achievable. I've seen it over and over and over again. And you have to remember, success means different things to different people. Happiness means different things to different people. Good health means different things to different people. Okay, so again, sit down with the person that you want to talk to. Understand who they are. Understand what's going on. Understand what you want to achieve and what you have in your mind and what you want to do. I have a caller. I'm going to take the caller. So hold on one second. Let me... Hi, you're on Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz.
Hello, darling. I think you'll recognize this voice.
Hello, listeners. This is my husband, Ian. He has a funny accent because he's not from here. Hello, honey.
Look, I've been listening to what you've been saying this afternoon, as I always do. And setting healthy boundaries, obviously, is very, very important. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to be with me on this one. They understand that it's important, and they understand, as you've just explained, exactly what that is. But I think that people might be like me and struggle sometimes to initiate the conversation with the person that you want to establish the healthy boundary with. How can you sort of go about getting the conversation started?
Well, again, it's with love and tenderness. I mean, you have to first ask yourself, again, what you want. And you have to know how to convey that. And so part of conveying that is knowing who you're going to talk to. Like when I went to talk to my mother, I used to tell her, Mom, you know, very forcefully, you can't treat me like this. It's not cool. Like you, blah, 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 blah. And because I was going in everything that I knew that was right, okay, because I wouldn't treat somebody else like that. But I was doing it very forcefully, and so immediately she'd get on the defensive. But when I stopped myself, because I had to stop myself, and I took a step back, and then I realized, hey, wait a minute, I'm giving her honesty, but I'm not practicing understanding. So let me figure out where she's coming from. And that's why I did all that work, to figure out it was her mom and her mom's mom and so on and so forth, and she was in a cycle. And it was my job to break the cycle. And that's when I set the healthy boundary. And so for you, going to somebody and sitting and talking and saying, hey, listen, we're in this situation, and I would like to not be in this situation anymore. I would like the best for both of us. And if somebody knows that you're coming to them, not just with the best for you and you're being what a lot of people call selfish, you're not just going in talking about the best for you, but you also are trying to figure out what the best is for them, then they're more receptive to it. No. And also understand, not everybody's in the same place at the same time. You know, we're just not all there. Some people are ahead of us, some people are behind us. So it's, again, practice those principles, honesty and understanding. And if they're not ready to talk about it, when you're ready to talk about it, you just have to take a step back. But then approach it again. Letting them know that it's not just important for you. This healthy boundary is not just important for you. And that's why we call it a healthy boundary. It's because it's beneficial for both sides. And that's what you have to convey as well. Hey, this is not just for me. This is for you too. I want to get to a better place. Does that make sense, Bub?
Absolutely. I think that some of the difficulties are that sometimes you're so ready to set the boundaries yourself that you almost expect the person to see your point of view. And it's sometimes it's hard to take that step back and say, well, if they're not ready to listen to me, I shouldn't force the issue and I should wait for them to catch up and then have the, I suppose, the polite persistence to go and have another try.
Yes, and I'm glad that you said that, polite persistence. Very, very, that's very key in communication, especially when somebody's not being receptive. Polite persistence, you guys and girls and beautiful listeners. You know, because a lot of times people aren't at the exact place we are, or they're not in the right mindset. They may take it as something that you want and it's just for you. But if you let them know that it's going to help both of you together, and if you let them know that they're going to benefit from it too, they're more receptive to it. You know? So thanks, Ian. Thanks for bringing that up. That was super important.
Okay. I'll let you get back to the show. I hope that helps some of the people as it certainly helped me.
All right. Have it out. Well, I'll see you in a bit, actually.
Yeah.
Thanks, babe. Love you.
Bye. Love you, too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so that was actually a good question from Ian. And, yes, he does listen to every show. I'm so grateful for, because he gives me advice after the fact, which helps. So it's towards the end of our show. And I really, really appreciate all of you for listening and wanting to learn. That's a big, big plus in your step to your evolution. Okay, listeners, stay tuned in next Monday, September 29th at 5 p.m. Eastern for Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen and Rebecca. On this show, she will talk about spirituality, social justice, and the common good. Also, on Tuesday, September 30th, listen in on Coach to Career Vitality with Victoria Crispo, tips for building your confidence. Gain great tips for building your confidence at any stage of the job search process. Job search process, gosh, you guys, I know a lot of you are out there looking for jobs, so this might be a good one to listen to. And I would like to say a special hello to Danielle Mercurio, who I just absolutely adore. Danielle's next show is October 7th at 5 p.m. Eastern. As a lifestyle expert and coach, she uses her own experience as well as intuition and wit. She's very funny to inspire city dwellers to find balance amidst the chaos. I know Danielle personally, and she really, really is a wonderful woman. So if you live in New York and need a lifestyle coach, definitely talk to Danielle. And or if you're anywhere and need some tips, take a listen to her show. Join us back here on Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz on Monday, October 6th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, where I will discuss how to deal with stress. It's a fast-paced world. We're either setting that pace or moving frantically to keep up. You don't have to suffer burnout, lose yourself to it, or lose the relationships you cherish. Learn how to go with your life flow. In that episode, I will teach you how to find your speed, what's right for you, when to say no, and how to breathe again. Just like all of my sessions, you will leave the episode better than when you entered it. Okay? Do your learn, grow, evolve. I want to leave you with a thought. Work to live your life in a place that doesn't include regret, anger, or bitterness. You have the opportunity to live a life of happiness, real success, good health, fulfillment, and true love. Grab that opportunity. It takes work at the beginning, but when you learn and practice all of these principles, it does get easier as you go. Thanks for listening to Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz. Have a beautiful 2 weeks until we talk again. Bye.